Preparing to stay and defend. Staying to actively defend your home involves the risk of psychological trauma, injury, and death. Your property must be well prepared if you intend to stay and defend. The better prepared your home, the more likely it will survive a bushfire. On days where the fire danger rating is forecast to be catastrophic for you and your family's survival, leaving is the best option. Are you confident from your answers to the questions in the section entitled Bushfire Survival Plan that your home is defendable and that you have the skills, knowledge, and equipment to defend it? What will you need to do if preparing to stay and defend? Before the fire approaches, dress all members of the household who are staying to actively defend in adequate clothing to protect them from radiant heat, smoke, and embers. Remind everyone of the plan and check that they understand their role. Locate your bushfire survival kit. Tune your radio to your local ABC or one of our other emergency broadcast partners and have spare batteries handy. Ensure there is enough drinking water as it will be extremely hot. Secure livestock in well-cleared areas with sufficient drinking water. Let family or friends know that you are staying at home. Prepare water buckets, a torch and ladder ready to check the ceiling space. Prepare for the possibility that no power and possibly no phone lines will be available. Keep pets inside with sufficient drinking water and food. As the fire approaches, stay calm and ensure that you remove flammable items from the exterior of the house, e.g. blinds, outdoor furniture, doormats, etc. Block downpipes and fill gutters with water. Wet vegetation near your house with a hose or sprinkler. Shut all windows and doors and place wet blankets and towels around windows and door edges. Prepare inside your house, e.g. remove curtains, move furniture away from windows, close doors and windows. Stay close to the house, drink water and check welfare of others. Patrol the inside of the home, as well as the outside, for embers or small fires. As the fire front arrives, take all firefighting equipment inside, such as hoses and pumps, as they may melt during the fire. Move inside the house until the fire front passes, ensuring you have two exits from the house. Patrol the inside of the home, including the ceiling space, for embers or small fires. After the fire front has passed, go outside and extinguish small spot fires and burning embers. Patrol the property inside and out, including the ceiling space, and extinguish any fires. Let everyone know that you are okay. Monitor the radio for updates. Stay with your home until you are sure the surrounding area is clear of fire. Contingency plan. Even if your choice is to stay and defend, you must still have a contingency plan as part of your bushfire survival plan. A change in household circumstances, someone home alone, unexpected visitors, or a fire starting quickly in the local area may all require you to reconsider your bushfire survival plan.